You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. If you're sold on, okay, Jerry, I will start deepening my relationships, just like you told me. I'll start sending messages out on Facebook. I'll start asking for help because, yes, I really want to be employed for the rest of my life. I never want to be afraid of not being able to provide income for my family or whatever it is. If you're completely sold on that, I'm grateful you've listened so well and you're excited to get started. Here's one of the surprising blocks that may come up for you if you're like me. I went to get my podcast started and launched, and I realized I needed to do the exact same thing I'm telling you about here. I needed to ask my friends on Facebook to start listening to my podcast. I started doing that by sending messages to people that I saw in my newsfeed. I knew if they had a photo in my newsfeed, they were active on Facebook. I've learned that out of having 930 friends, I don't want to just shotgun approach and message every single friend in alphabetical order, as I've done several times. I've learned that I want to ask people for help who are most likely to want to provide it and who I would like to have a deeper relationship with by then being available if they ask me for a favor later. It also makes sense if you're going to use something like Facebook to ask for help. You don't send messages to people who don't use Facebook. I have friends and family members, and me personally, I don't do a whole lot of normal use on Facebook in terms of scrolling through the newsfeed and seeing what people are up to. I get a lot of messages from people I don't know that are filtered and then that I don't read. I encourage using Facebook to deepen relationships with people who are actively using it that you already have some relationship with. If, for example, it's better to call a family member or a friend, then do that instead of using Facebook. I looked at Facebook and said, okay, I want to do a good job on this time. I want to ask people who are my friends, who I've known for a while, to listen to my podcast, and I want to make sure to just ask the people who are actively posting on Facebook, because then I know they are at least going to see my message. Even if they don't read it, even if they say no, that's fine. They'll see that I sent them a message because they log on to Facebook. My strategy for doing this was simply to look down my newsfeed, see who kept showing up often that I'd been viewing and liking their posts, and then ask them for the favor, because I had the perfect qualification. I'd already been looking at and liking their posts often for years. They're the right person to ask for help with something like listening to my podcast. What's surprising is the block that our minds put up. When I went to start messaging people using this exact strategy, my mind started to say, well, I don't want to bother that person. Or what if this person's annoyed with my request? Or what if this person unfriends me? I'll give you several exact examples. One, my personal trainer that I used to work with. I haven't worked with her in 6 or 8 months because I moved. I'm still friends with her on Facebook. I trained with her for 1.5 or 2 years. She frequently posts pictures of herself, her friends, and her family, and I consistently like the photos she posts. I asked her, would you listen to my podcast? Because she was the perfect one, because I'd talked to her so much about my life during personal training already. And yet my mind is like, well, what if she's annoyed by your request? What if she doesn't do anything? What if she unfriends you? And like I just shared before, if our friendship is that delicate, I'd rather have space for a new friend. If me asking for a favor ends up where she removes me, that's good, because then I know that I have space for a new friend in that same slot. Next in my newsfeed was a girl I went to college with who I have not talked to or ever sent a message to on Facebook. I friended her something like junior or sophomore year in college, which was more than 10 years ago. And as far as I remember, I have not talked to her since then. I went to send a message on Facebook. There's no message history. The brain then immediately says, well, what if she just unfriends you? I've been liking pictures of her children for a year or two now, and I feel like I've watched her children grow up on Facebook. I went ahead and sent her the message because same thing. If she has no desire to get a message from me, then it would be good if she would unfriend me then. I want her, if she does listen to the podcast, that's great. I don't think she actually replied to it. If she wants to ask me for a favor later, hey, my kids are raising money for school, then I'd be happy to send $5, $10, maybe $20 for her children. Then I'm one of those people she never talks to, but hey, if you have something uncomfortable like needing to ask for money for your kids, there you go. Here's someone who might help. I had another girl who I knew in high school, and I liked her in high school, and then all I did was add her on Facebook, and I sent her one request in 2012, that was 4 or 5 years ago, to pledge to my Kickstarter project, which she did not respond to. We have no other message history, and again, same thing, I've been liking pictures of her child since he was born, and I've been liking pictures of her and her husband for years now. The uncomfortable fact, same thing again. What if you bother her? What if she removes you? Then good. I've got space for someone else. At the same time, my brain's like, these are treasured possessions. These are people you've been friends with for years. You can't lose them. You can't risk them by asking for something. I sent her a message. She didn't reply to it either. And that's fine. I'm comfortable asking for help now. And I try and ask for help in as specific of a way as possible. Sometimes, though, for something like a podcast, that's something that any of my friends on Facebook could potentially listen to. And that's something that over time I've been sending messages and planning to send more messages to make sure I've asked all my Facebook friends at some point to listen to my podcast. And then I do it just in reverse order. Whoever I see in the newsfeed who hasn't got the podcast message yet, they're due up for a message. When I see them in the newsfeed, bam, you just posted a photo. I just liked a picture of you and your kid at the water park. Great. I'm going to send you a message and ask to listen to my podcast. If you remove me, that's great. Then we don't need to be friends anymore. And then I have 90 plus friend requests pending on Facebook. There's lots of people who do want to be my friend. Maybe I'll accept one of those then. Lots of my friends already do listen to my podcast, and some of my friends I've asked to listen to my podcast, they've surprised me and said, Jerry, I already have been listening to your podcast. I've been listening now for 30 or 40 episodes. I listen every day, and I'm blown away. Like, wow, I didn't even know that. What I've learned is that it takes courage to ask a favor. I've asked my family members repeatedly to do things like listen to my podcast to help me with my business. If you have trouble coming up with what to ask, I encourage asking for things that require feedback or that put you in a position to build an ongoing relationship. I figure with 930 Facebook friends, I want to ask them to listen to my podcast because that's a good way to build an ongoing relationship. And if one of my friends doesn't want to listen to my podcast, well, I don't post photos that often. My wife posts photos. And then you can like and keep up with, if you're my friend, my wife posts photos that I then have in my news feed, and the people that are my friends then sometimes like those photos. If you really want what I'm sharing and creating on a daily basis, I feel my podcast kind of a foundational thing. My podcast is an easy ask as well. Asking friends and family members on Facebook for money is a much harder ask. I think something like a podcast, which is completely free, and there's no ads on it or anything, it's an ideal ask because I'm asking for something that simply requires a click and another click and maybe two more clicks depending on what device you're in and maybe signing in if your phone needs to do that. It's really easy to access. It's something simple. And then once I've got my friends listening to my podcast, I can start making deeper asks within the podcast. For example, I can ask podcast listeners in an episode to say, would you try watching on YouTube or Facebook, the video version of this? Would you try signing up on my Patreon page to help me continue to keep doing this podcast with you? Once I've made that initial step, then it's easier to deepen a relationship. At the same time, I'm not removing any of my friends if they don't respond, and I'm doing my best not to judge any of my friends if they don't respond. I simply ask, and there we go. I leave it out there. And maybe some of the friends won't even respond. I won't even know they're listening to the podcast. And 6 months, a year later, they may ask me, hey, will you do this? Give my kids some money. Will you go share this on your page? I won't even know that they really said yes because they didn't respond. And that's fine. I'm learning today that it's up to me to ask for the help I need, and it's up for me to think of a way to do that that's safe, to say no, and think about it in a way that is minimally invasive. Getting a message from me as a friend asking to listen to my podcast, that's pretty minimally invasive. I'm not asking a whole lot. What mistake I made earlier, several years ago, I sent my friends out all these messages to pledge to my Kickstarter project. When I haven't ever messaged a friend on Facebook, when I've never paid hardly any attention to a friend on Facebook, it's kind of inappropriate to then ask for money. I think coming up with a great entry-level way to ask, like a podcast, or, hey, would you watch my YouTube videos? Or would you watch this one YouTube video and give me feedback? Or would you watch my next live stream? Anything you can do to make an ask that's easy for people, to work your way with baby steps up to whatever else you might need. The problem is that many of us, we don't want to make that initial ask. And then what happens? We get so deep into something that then we need to ask for help. I didn't ask very many of my friends to help me starting my business or give me feedback. I asked 10 or 20 of my friends about starting my business and they helped me. However, out of all of my friends, I didn't ask for a lot of help with starting my business. I still, though, did ask 10 or 20 different friends. Then as I went forward, there were lots of opportunities I could have asked people for feedback. And the better you know your friends, you know exactly which friend to ask about something. I have 930 friends on Facebook. It's not appropriate to ask all of them for feedback on a new t-shirt. It is appropriate to ask the ones who consistently talk about and mention my t-shirts for feedback on a t-shirt. The better I know my friends, the more I can ask for the exact help I need from the exact right friend. If I have friends I don't hardly talk to, though, I need to have some kind of gentle free ask to open the door to having a deeper relationship, even if it just is having them listen to my podcast and never reply to a message on Facebook, that's fine. The point is that you want to ask for help earlier rather than later. What I've seen a lot of people do, and I've done myself, you refuse to ask and refuse to deepen relationships until all of a sudden you're in a position often you need to ask for money. You've launched a Kickstarter project, you've released a new product or a new course, and you're afraid you're not going to make any money, you're afraid it's not going to work, you're desperate for it to work, and now you're motivated, you go out and you send message after message after message asking for money. And that's exactly what I did. Most of my friends I didn't talk too much or do anything about with my business. The first thing most of my friends saw on Facebook about my business was me asking them for money for a Kickstarter project. That's the exact wrong way to go about asking for things, because would you like your friends to do you like that? Would you prefer they give you into something where you could just start listening and participating for free? And then in that mode, as you've already built a deeper relationship with them, you would then maybe not even need to be asked. You'd hear a podcast episode and say, hey, I heard you were looking for Patreon pledges. You might just go directly sign up there without even being asked directly with a message. I know it's hard to ask for the help you need. Or I bet it's hard to ask for the help you need. Or if it's not hard to ask for the help you need, it may be hard to ask for the help you need in the way that people actually say yes. You may have asked for help in so many different ways and got no so many times that you may be unwilling to even get rejected. What I've found is that I must be willing on a daily basis to get rejected. I must be willing to be vulnerable if I want to do things and accomplish things and have deeper relationships. Because I want my friends to be safe being vulnerable with me. I want my friends to know if they make a new podcast, ask me to listen to it. Whether I say yes or no or not is up to me. I like that people ask me for things today. What annoys me today is when so many people I don't know and haven't met come asking me for things and expecting me to provide something. When you go trying to build up your business, you very often then will, or when you try to get employed in a way where you do work you love, when you follow all the other stuff in this class, you're very likely to be on the receiving end of a bunch of people asking inappropriately for your time, energy, and effort. There's people nearly every day who ask inappropriately for my time, energy, and effort. They say, Jerry, will you take a free call with me to talk about an idea I have? No, I will not take a free call with you to talk about an idea you have because I've set up ways for that to happen. I have a mastermind group. If you're in my mastermind group and you give me what I've asked for, then yes, I will listen to your ideas. I have a way to be hired to provide services. If you hire me to provide services, I will be happy to give my time to you. The nice thing is when you learn how to ask for help in an appropriate and loving, compassionate way, it also comes with the ability to say no out of love and respect for everyone else. I realize today if I accept everyone's request to have a Skype call to talk about an idea they have, which often will then end up with me either needing to spend more time and energy to give the person what they ask for, or me needing to spend money to give the person what they ask for. If I say yes to all those, I will then limit, if not eliminate, my ability to be here to produce things for you today. I will eliminate my ability to teach and share with hundreds of thousands of people for free in favor of saying yes to a bunch of things I don't enjoy even participating in. The more I get better at asking for the help I need, the more I get better at paying attention and deepening the relationships I have, the easier it is for me to reject with love people who come running up and screaming, Jerry, oh my God, I loved your video. Will you please do this for me? It encourages me to make ways to qualify and allow new people into my life at a slow and steady rate. What I do now, I have my Patreon page set up for this. I use patreon.com to essentially qualify everyone who wants to start a new relationship with me. Why? I've got enough friends and family already. And this allows me then, now that I'm comfortable asking for help, I'm also comfortable setting up a system for new people to build relationships with me. And this allows me to say no out of love. If someone comes up, Jerry, can I schedule a call with you? Yes. If you want to schedule a call with me, you go down and pick the 1 hour or greater option on Patreon. If you do not do that, I will not schedule a call with you. Why? Because I already have enough friends and family. They deserve my calls first. I already have enough people in my mastermind group, enough partners. They deserve my attention next. If you want to come in and be included in my inner circle, so to speak, then you must follow the system I have set up. And I'm grateful today, the more I've learned how to ask people in a healthy way, the better opportunities I have to continue to be employed. The more I allow the people who really do want to employ me, for example, on Patreon, who actually do employ me, who pay 150 people who collectively pay $2,000 a month for me to make videos and be of service to them, through the rewards I offer on Patreon, I now have the self-respect and that comes from recognizing all of my relationships to say, look, no, if you're not on Patreon, I'm not doing anything for you. It's that simple because I already have obligations to the rest of people in my life. If you want to employ me, then you are welcome to hire me on Patreon and you will be rewarded based on exactly what you contribute. I'm grateful today to have learned this after messing it up so many different ways, after barraging hundreds of Facebook friends asking for money when I'd never asked them to do anything or given anything to them for free to help deepen the relationship. I hope this is really helpful for you today to avoid the many mistakes I've made in trying to ask for help, in asking for help inappropriately, in saying yes to things I didn't want to do, and in being too scared to even ask for help to start with. I hope this is one of the most valuable parts of this for you, and I appreciate you sharing this with me. Wow, you got all the way to the end of this video. Thank you very much for watching this. If you want to keep watching more videos like this, where you take a look at the Jerry Banfield vlog playlist on YouTube and subscribe, because you'll find a lot more videos just like this where it's just a talking head video and I'm blah, blah, blahing about something. You also might enjoy my video tutorials by Jerry Banfield playlist, along with all the other tutorials and entertaining videos I release on YouTube. What you've just watched is a free preview from the full course named Employed. The idea of this course is to help you be employed doing work you love for the rest of your life, just as I do, which I'm so grateful for. I put all of the information I could think of to help you with this into one course that I imagine you will love and enjoy. And by buying the course, you will also be helping me to continue being here with you and employing others to do work they love collaborating with me. You'll find a link to take the course and maybe even a coupon in the description on Euthena.com, which is my video course platform. It'll look something like this when you go to check out. And you can also take the course right now on Skillshare. It's an 11-hour course. There's a link in the description for that as well. Will you please use the link to take it if you want to try Skillshare? Because what's cool about Skillshare, it gives you 2 months for free. And then there's, in addition to all my video courses, you can watch 25,000 plus other courses for $15 a month or $96 a year. For me, I've got a platform on Euthena that you also can get course bundles on. If you prefer one-time purchases or you want things like services, you may love using my Euthena platform. You also can listen to more episodes on my podcast for free at jerrybanfield.com/podcast, where you can get more of these kind of formats in just audio. Thank you very much for being here with me and taking a look at the Employed course. We hope you love and enjoy it. If you'd like to, if you're so moved by this, you really just can't get enough Jerry Banfield, you can get that Jerry Banfield Forever All Course Bundle, which will give you all courses forever working that I make, all including the ones I narrate and the ones that I produce. If you want to have the best chance at being employed by me, I recommend becoming a Jerry Banfield partner. Several of the partners that have joined my group, yes, it's $1,000 cost today, but you get voice calls with me. You get a partners only Facebook group and Discord permission, along with private label rights to all my videos. Some of the partners have earned thousands of dollars working with me, because when I get to know you, I'm thinking, how can I help you earn $10,000 out of your partner membership? Lots of times it's just by helping me do what I already do. Thus, if you want to get in my inner circle, this is how you do it. Plus, this includes all the courses I make for life as well. Thank you for getting to the end of this video. I trust you'll leave a like on it if you enjoyed it. And I imagine, since you are one of the few that's made it all the way to the end, I'll be seeing you again real soon. Yes, you even can have electronic music from me. I think you might love and enjoy some of my music on iTunes, Amazon Music, and Spotify. I'll play a little clip from one of my favorite songs here for you.